If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoa on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, therightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions, create an account, create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
This
That's what you think.
Is tedious on therightstuff.biz.
Welcome to episode 2 of Touch Grass the Press.
Actually, I wanted to debut on this episode. I wanted to debut a new idea I had for a segment.
Okay.
We're going to be discussing international energy markets, and it's going to be called Gas the Price.
This is the good stuff.
I like it.
The right stuff.
That's very good.
Yeah, I already did that joke over the weekend.
The Daily
but I'll just,
Show Up.
I figured I'd pull that out again.
Daily you know. Show Up. Daily Show Up.
White people, you really need to listen to this.
So we're here with Tony. So that means Alex just basically has to sit there all day.
Now, just because Alex is sitting right above me, I don't want anybody to confuse us. We look the same. We have amount of hair.
I know. It's like a mirror.
I'll move him up a little bit. I'll move him up. There, he's up there now.
It's like the cast of Duck Dynasty up in.
Exactly. Well, this is I'm stolen valoring a bunch of like yeomen right now. You know what I mean?
They might think as well as Iranian ayatollahs. Like it's a mix, right?
A bunch of yeomen. You got some goats. You got a few little chickens running around.
That's right, of
course. Yeoman.
And that's my political ideology.
It's like yeoman MTV raps.
Yeah.
Raising chickens and growing carrots is a political statement these days. It's what you need to do.
The statement is, I give up.
Yeah. Listen.
The chicken ownership is a woman phase. Women go through this phase.
That's true. It's always the woman who decides to get chickens.
Yeah.
It always is, and it's like, are you sure about that? Are you sure you really want chickens?
And you know why?
You want a rooster?
You know why it is? It's because you go to like Tractor Supply, and those little chicks in the enclosure are so cute.
Oh man!
But then it's like, that's not gonna.
It's like a peep
I got
show,
a story
right?
about that.
No,
but that's not gonna stay like that. If they just stayed like that, I would get some. Be like, yeah, like I have these things run around.
And
the
then
yard,
you find out the chicken husbandry is actually hard, and that they're fragile and they will die from various diseases extremely fast.
You can marry birds.
I've seen
now.
This with my own two eyes multiple times. We get chickens, and they have like several iterations of their chickens just dying off until they finally get it right.
You know what? You know what they do with those little cute birds, like TSC and shit.
What?
Eventually, they have to kill them. When they get sick or like hurt. They just bash them and throw them in the fucking dumpster.
What are you
gonna
do?
I had a friend that worked there. It was
really.
He said it's horrible.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. So
there's no humane way to do that.
Well, smashing them up. I mean, that's. I mean,
they like eat them or.
There's also
they put
the
them in a bag and smash them, and then
there's
throw them
also
away.
That video it's that brutal. Came out. Like years ago, it was actually a classic YouTube video that everybody was horrified by, where they showed how they get rid of chicks on an industrial scale, and they literally have a grinding machine.
Yeah,
and they go like they're on a conveyor belt, and they're just like all these little chicks are going, and they're just going into this spinning grinder thing that just
dumps them straight.
And they're all like chirping and chipping around this little conveyor belt. They go right in.
The chicken
people
chip
were
out?
Like really upset about
it's
that.
It's a chicken chip out,
and I remember I was sort of like, well. You know,
like,
you want fresh
that?
Chicken breast packaged in a plastic wrapper at the supermarket.
Yeah.
So,
this is
what's going to happen.
May be horrifying and cruel, but have you considered McDonald's profits? Hello, you know.
Also, have you just considered that? Yes, we have an industrial food economy, and this is going to happen. It's not something.
Some shit you don't like.
Yeah, it's like look. Yeah, Sorry, I don't like it either. I'm not saying I'm not defending it.
Yeah, but we can't change that.
Oh, there's, yeah, no, listen, no, listen.
I don't see any way around it.
You can't change anything. No.
No, it is the way it
all
is.
All right, I think...
it's the best system we got.
And also, the other thing that's really disturbing is you're going to zoom out, you see it'd be all like beaners, like putting those little chicks onto that conveyor belt for sure. Like illegal immigrants are the ones doing this.
Isn't it funny how the only system always ends up being the best system?
Yeah, the one that currently exists happens to be the best.
There's just not other options. No. Like, we can't, we just have to have these industrial chicken plants with illegal immigrants making shit wages. And feeding... Yeah.
Not that they deserve better wages. Somebody else does.
Feeding, like, millions of chicks into a meat, into a chick grinder. Into a little
chick grinder.
Yeah, wait
a minute.
Grinder.
You're not talking about raising the minimum wage, are you?
Alex, not for beaners.
Come on. We would never... Come on.
Bro, the minimum wage is zero. You just don't work.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was great.
About it.
What's the actual... It's like, let me... Mind equals blown.
Did you already talk about the New York Times article?
No, that came out this weekend. Let me get that. Was it the magazine?
I didn't read the New York Times. I'm not gay.
I read the New York Times because I'm intelligent.
I think Tony needs some EQ.
Where did I put it? I put it... I don't know if Stryker posted it on his...
I guess let's use the MG4.
Sure. That's what I was going to suggest.
We're just going to give you a fucking sky lift here.
Oh, cool.
He just needs his level lifted.
Is he too low?
He's too low.
Now you're bright.
Just screaming. Yeah, how's that sound? Good? Sound like
much better.
Sound crispy.
Some helium. Okay.
I just gave you a sky lift at 7K, bro.
Maybe it's because Sven's never done live audio. He seems to be really bad at getting levels appropriately set.
No, it's because my setup is what I hear is not what you actually get.
Yeah.
That's why I just kind of guess. And I also don't really care.
So.
Oh, well, that makes me front of house then because I'm giving the feedback.
Yeah.
So you're gonna like this
FOH.
So I don't know if you could probably
is that
bring
a
this up.
Chain link fence somebody already grabbed. There's
it's
nothing.
A, we see it's a. You should actually. Yeah, someone grabbed.
Oh, I see. There's a
gimmick.
Big
you
line.
See
in
if
the
you could. It's on the New
Why
York.
Why can't we stop unauthorized immigration because it works?
Because it works.
Why can't we stop? I like unauthorized. I like they've backtracked on like undocumented.
That's definitely a new. That's a new. They're planting a new MK Ultra word.
Well,
right?
It's like in order to argue against it, we have to go back to using like judgmental language about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, see, the thing is,
they're not unauthorized.
Yeah.
This particular article actually. Here's the thing: there are some decent points made in the article. Mm. The article is by no means against, but if you look, first of all, let's start off right off the bat. This was in the New York Times Magazine over the weekend. Big article. They always do this, and I'm sure
tremendous.
That if you got the physical version of it,
there
would be some version
Huge.
Of this artwork on the cover, like meant to, oh, wow, look, this is going to be a really interesting intellectual journey we're going on here. But the subheading here kills me.
Subtext.
Our broken immigration system is still the best option for many migrants and U.S. employers. And this makes me immediately. It's like, well,
is
I feel like
is it the best option for me?
Well, it's like, I feel like this. It's like there's someone you forgot to ask, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's like, wait, I don't consent. It's like I consent. But then
it's
like
beaners, employers,
white Americans are like, see, we don't consent.
He's crispy and present now, right, Alex? He's good now, right?
Am I crispy?
Yes.
Sound good? Okay.
Yeah.
Crispy.
Gave him a lift.
Keep increasing the level till he starts clipping.
All right. I could just increase the compression. Go ahead, talk, Tony.
Oh God! So, am I going to sound like some fucking ew? That sounds awful.
That's all the compression.
Oh my God!
I'll put that back to where it was. That's back to a sane level.
Yeah.
So I actually would recommend reading this article. I read it. It's actually not. The thing is, it's not. It's
I
not
have
giving
to cut
me,
you off. You know, if you ever told me that I would be sitting here adjusting like a digital model of an 1176 compressor. So that you could say nigger with more like force.
Presence,
With true, like using a Moog to like lift the presence of your voice and make it like nice and loud and clear. And, like in real time at input, not after the fact. I don't have, this is not post-production. This is live going in. I can in real time just add whatever I want to your voice. I've been like, you're crazy. We're never going to make it there. I'm gonna say nigger on a cassette tape and mail it to my friend.
Yeah,
it's never gonna be like this, but here we are.
Simpler times, you know. Nigger mixtapes, mailing those back and forth. Hell yeah.
Yep. Well, we do this.
I kind of already nigger mixtapes. Well,
yeah.
I feel like I should put this on screen, but I don't
but,
know.
But
there, see, that's Tony's signal chain.
Yeah,
Well, you see, I just don't understand this these setups, so I just ignore it.
It's a really nice EQ.
So when it sounds really good or really bad, make sure to
these are NFTs.
Let them know in the
literally NFTs. The little needle is moving there. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. That's the compression.
Was making me enraged the more I read.
All right. Okay.
So here's my thing about it.
Say nigger now.
This article isn't actually necessarily the defense. The defense of it's not giving like a big moral defense of immigration. It sort of is, but it's also just sort of it's sort of matter of fact. Like no, like the government's not. They're just not going to enforce this because this actually is good for business. Is basically what they're saying. They also throw in that it's good for migrants. Of course, what the actual American people, or at least white Americans, think isn't addressed other than when they say that the issue can't be touched legislatively, which is a point I made before, too, which is that they haven't passed any actual immigration reform in years, and they're not going to. It also makes another interesting point, which is actually that legal immigration to the United States is difficult. Despite hard seller and all that stuff, like it's still actually difficult to legally immigrate to the United States, and only about 3% of immigrants in the United States are here legally. And so, like
difficult compared to what?
The problem is they're skipping past a few
difficult compared to illegal immigration. Sure,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like the world's increasing fluidity, America's unique status as a favored destination. It's like, oh, America has made itself a favored destination by economically devastating countries in South America.
Sure. It does. There's a lot that's skipped here, right?
Yeah.
But they also make the point that there's kind of two kinds of laws that never get passed in America, both of which make this problem worse. One of them is, you can't pass a law that will make that will liberalize the immigration system because nobody wants it. It's unpopular. It's like that's the kind of thing that they don't mention them. And they say, like, lawmakers won't touch, like, liberalizing or making the immigration so more legal people could come in. Lawmakers won't touch that. I'm like, right, because no one wants it. You know, it's like they kind of skip over why that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's literally because of democracy. But then they also say the other kind of law that nobody will touch, even though this one would be popular with at least 3/4 of the population, is more labor protections. So you have a situation where legal immigration is difficult, illegal immigration is easy and not enforced, and labor regulations are practically fucking non-existent. And the point this article is making is like all of this together is why we have the system we have, and frankly, no one's going to change it because there's no one that really actually in power that wants to change it.
It's the best system available, right?
Right. It's just actually... That's literally kind of what this author is saying. They don't even really have to give... And you know the author who, if it's not an artificial intelligence... Yeah.
that's another conversation.
Marcela Valdez. Right. Again, I don't know if that's a real person or if that's not just a name they made up.
We were talking about this last night. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell's going on?
That's a little crunchy.
Sounds incredible. All right, go ahead.
All right, what about now? Check, check. Still crunchy? Am I messed up?
No, I don't know.
I'll make the point regardless.
Just keep going.
No. All of these authors that write all these like inane. Yeah.
I was just trying to gate out the background noise.
Good God!
There you go.
Let's just leave.
I think we can deal with a little fan sound.
Yeah,
we'll deal with
the fan. Yeah. All these authors that write all this nonsense. Like, at what point does the New York Times just start employing or firing people? AI generating these articles and then just like renting out the office space to like a Chinese billionaire or something.
Yeah, and also just like making up a vaguely Latinx sounding name like Marcela Valdez.
Yeah, sure. I'll just assume that person exists.
Right. Like, there's like, who is this? Like, if I click them, there's no picture of them.
No, they just wrote a bunch of the same thing.
Yeah.
The same language.
Right. I mean, they've been writing for a little while actually, but still, it just could be, you know, and then again, like, I see then the other article about immigration that I saw in today's edition of the New York Times, it was like Junta Diaz or something like that.
Yeah.
Like again, like
yeah,
I don't
get the hell out of here.
I don't believe you're real. Yeah. Like I don't know who are you? Where did you? I mean, I know that they're doing a lot of of artificial social promotion of like non-whites in journalism schools and such. But like again, and even if that person's real, I still think your article is generated by AI.
It reads as though it is.
Yeah. So. The thing is that, I think all of those things together are kind of interesting. And part of the point that this article is making is, like, Republicans like to be demagogues about the border, but they don't do anything about it. But they also, and this is actually an accurate critique, they will never countenance any labor legislation that would increase scrutiny of employers, that would, one, make it harder for them to actually bring in these immigrants and exploit them. And I'm like, see, all of these things are a perfect storm of, like, bad things. Like, yes. I'm looking, I just saw your notes there. That's good.
Ah! Oh, no. Oh, no.
I guess we're just not going to use the gate. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, just, let's just, at some point people are going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little crispy.
Anyway, too. I thought it was an interesting article to read, particularly the point about, like, them saying actual legal immigration is difficult, which you could say difficult compared to what, but in an obvious situation.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, that's if it is, that's because
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
That's what people wanted. You know?
Well, it's meant to filter out, like, low quality people.
Right.
Like, that's the whole idea behind it.
What a bigot.
Sorry. I'll do better.
Well, I think it also just has, like, limits that were imposed, like, years ago, and they can't change them because it's super politically unpopular to change them. And so here we are. And so everything is basically, the immigrants come in, and then, so they're not scared anymore. They create some stupid executive program like DACA or TPS or immigration parole or whatever the fuck it might be. And like, okay, so, yeah.
Immigration parole, I'm surprised that's flying. It's like, are you implying that, like, they're in prison?
Yeah.
Immigration is like there's some kind of prisoner.
I think that they're, in this case, they're looking at the actual effect over the language used, right?
It's like parole. It's like there's some kind of nigger that killed someone that we're being easy on.
They actually, you know, they did illegally enter the country, but yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
The problem is America just refuses to acknowledge the hard realities of building a successful civilization, and they're just constantly reaching for the next pack of Band-Aids.
Right. And the other thing is that they can't, There's a contradiction. Remember, like, Marx has said, the fundamental contradictions of capitalism. Like, well, here's another one. It actually is a, and I used to never know what they were talking about when they said that, but what they actually say, it's the contradiction between the nation state as an institution and the needs of big capital. And it's like, oh, yeah, that actually makes sense now that I think about it. There is a bit of a contradiction there. But it's also a contradiction between democracy, Jewish racial ideology, and big capitalism.
Yeah, it's funny. Has anybody ever considered, like, with that contradiction, like, why would you root for capital to take over? Because one has to go over the other. You can't coexist. Like, why wouldn't you have the state overcome it?
Which is
the state be part of capital?
Which is sort of funny, because it's like the New York Times and Washington Post, like, democracy dies in darkness. It's like, at no point does democracy come into this article. Which is funny. This is literally somebody saying, frankly, people with lots of money want it this way, so this is just what's going to happen.
Yeah, people with a lot of money. People with a lot of money are Jews.
Right.
And this is the policy.
Frankly, also, there are a lot of shitty fucking goy businessmen that do this shit, too. But yeah,
They're not directing anything. They're just in. Like, they get to be in.
Absent Jews, the Democratic will beat those people.
You have to have some of these goy and get something out of it, otherwise none of it will work. And that's the real genius of the whole story. It's like, some people just, all they get out of it is like, well, if I don't go along with it, I'm not going to get, like, my life ruined. But there's also people that just profit from it. You have to have all levels of involvement for this sham to, like, keep moving.
Absent Jewish media and financial power, those, like, unscrupulous, like, Gentile businessmen that want to put, like, 10 beaners in a paint truck and go and, like, do a shoddy job on someone's house or whatever, they would just lose. Like, the people would actually just make the government pass laws and enforce them, and those people would just be shit out of luck.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to have to make less money, guys. Sorry.
There certainly is a long and storied tradition of plantation owners exploiting cheap labor, regardless of where it comes from.
Right. I mean, it is actually the importation of like, cheap brown labor is nothing new to America. It's kind of like,
kind of like Major League Baseball.
Yeah, we kind of like built this country on this foundation. Yeah,
you know? I like this paragraph where the author says American consumers benefit from these systems every time they find exceptionally inexpensive ways to get their lawns cut, bathrooms clean, houses built, apples picked, nails painted, and young and old cared for.
Because
that's really the essential part about being American is finding really cheap, inexpensive ways of doing things and fuck the consequences.
Yeah.
Well, the cheapest way
for me right now.
Like, I cut my lawn.
Right. That's the cheapest right now in this second.
I mean, I would never do that.
But that's also the...
Theoretically.
That's also like... They're kind of like... It's like if that shit's available, yes, people are going to use it. But then they want to turn the... They want to turn it on them and be like, well, you asked for all of this, right? And it's like...
Yeah, your individual choice.
Yeah,
like,
the fact that you made the best choice that you have given this whole system.
Given a systemic...
Oh, well, you couldn't live without these beaners, like, washing your underwear or something. It's like, first of all, most people actually cut their own lawns and, like, wash their own clothes and shit like that. Or what are the other dumb services? Like, working class people actually generally don't hire people to do a lot of these things. And some of them, it's like, all right, well... Yes, if I go to the massive grocery store, I'm going to buy the best food at the best price. Like, I'm just going to. Everyone's going to do that. So the options in front of me, I'm not really in very much control of that.
No.
And the idea that I know the production chain behind every single one of these things that gets to the shelf, like, I have no idea.
It's like, oh, so you mean you're, like, local guy couldn't compete with Dole, and you bought Dole? Well, then you love Mexicans.
Yeah, you must want all these Goya beans everywhere because, like, you did it. You don't blame me. It's such a bullshit
You wanted the Banana Republic.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You asked for this. You asked for 50 million beaners in your country when you bought that slightly cheaper item at the grocery store.
You bought bananas for 59 cents.
It's on you, buddy. Yeah. Like, don't look at me.
Yeah. Don't look at me, the cartoonish top hat wearing capitalist billionaire.
With a monocle. So, I mean, and it's just like, well, the funny thing is that, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. Like, that's also, like, libertarians have been saying that same shit for years. Mm. And it really is like, there is this perfect storm of the way that Jews have outlined the positions of their two.
You see that? That's what America's
you
all
asked
about,
for
brother.
That, Goy. Look, I actually have an orange in my
briefcase for a snack later,
so I definitely asked for this.
I would say so.
I like the idea that because of that, like, you were then shown this picture, and you're like, what's your alternative? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not in the agricultural business.
Yeah. Robots.
I'm not in the, well, I'm just, how about just like, I'm not in any, I'm not employed by any of the supply chain that gets whatever he's picking into my grocery store. Well, how about somebody makes a decision that's like in my favor instead of theirs?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Basically, like, get rid of them and figure something else out and let's see how it goes.
And it's
don't sit here and scaremonger that, like, without these fucking beaners, and their, like, offspring running around your country destroying things. If these two couldn't, like, get drunk, destroy your property, and property possibly hurt somebody with their car later, the America would literally fall apart.
What gets me is these type of articles, like, the underlying thing is, like, slavery is good, you know? Because these guys have to come in here, get paid, like, you know, 2 cents an hour and,
like,
sleep in a fucking, like, hot trailer.
This article's kind of like...
It's good.
Slavery's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you could have seen, like, a similar article written in, like, 1850.
Sure.
Like, look, well, so why do these guys still have slaves? Because it works.
Yeah, why don't they stay home and work for a cartel then?
It works for the planters.
Are you going to pick the fucking cotton?
Yeah,
I didn't think so.
Yeah, don't have a cotton gin. That doesn't exist.
Are these guys that just couldn't cut it with, like, a local, like, drug kingpin cartel boss? Like,
probably.
It's low-agency
criminals.
Dude, these type of beaners are literally, there's no white blood. These are literal Mayans and Aztecs, these people. Crop pickers. But dude, here's the other thing. We actually have robots.
Yeah.
They can do a lot of that shit. And, like, that's actually my thing is
white people used to pick crops?
Like, a long time ago. Yeah. We don't need to anymore. I remember
I don't know which cinematic universe this is, but, like, the story about, like, Johnny Cash, like, his dad's out there picking cotton like a
nigger.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
The whole family,
you know.
Yeah. They had, like,
cotton in the roadside. The ditch. We all picked cotton.
And he's like,
y'all
have a problem with the United States Air Force? No, I do. I was like, wow.
Whoa.
My fucking mind is blown, bro.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is,
like,
though.
What if Johnny Cash's dad is right there with the red shirt on?
Yeah.
Right. Instead.
Well,
what's Johnny Cash's dad doing right now? Like, what would he be like?
I haven't
heard from him in a while. I don't know.
That in a country. in our country today, absent these beaners, we would have like mass numbers of like white people out there in the fields picking these crops.
However, no, I would artificially structure the world in such a way, not the world, but America in such a way that you could, as a white person, you could be a fruit picker. And it would be a noble profession, and you'd be well paid for it.
Yeah, you'd be well paid.
If you just want to pick fruit all day and right. make a decent living and not have to deal with all the other bullshit, then yeah, you should be able to do that.
Well, but my thing is this, that in reality, this would be something, and particularly in a situation where we didn't have this artificially increasing our population through immigration, and frankly, the population probably would naturally be falling somewhat.
Less fruit. Yeah.
We would just have more automation. Like, I'm not a Luddite on this. Like, my view has always been automation does increase productivity of labor, more capital in the production process. It makes every worker's contribution more.
It'd be like Star Wars.
So we would have fewer people, we would have more automation, and we would have longer lives and rising standards of living. That's what actually would happen. Because people wouldn't be picking crops, you'd be building robots.
Yeah, most of human history has been trying to get away from this.
People are less physically active.
Well, that doesn't matter. The point is that first of all, people do have longer lifespans anyway, but that doesn't necessarily mean you'd be less physically active.
I was physically active this morning. It sucked.
It's just like, I don't feel like we need to pretend that the world would be, okay, we're all going to be like working on farms or something like that, because that's probably not what would happen.
You could even live,
but
bro.
We wouldn't need to, because you'd be working all the time. We probably, because they're trying to turn back the clock never happens, right? So what it would be is something more like what I'm outlining, which would be, we'd have an industrial economy, we'd have a ton of automation, people would have a lot more free time, they wouldn't have to spend, you could have a 3-day work week, you could have a 4-day work week, you know, you could have whatever, you could have much higher productivity, much less time working, and a higher living standard. That would be ideal.
In theory, the gains from automation should go towards you just making more money and working less, in theory.
That's what would happen if we weren't... Well, that is undermined by the mass importation of third world cheap labor, or just third world state dependence as well.
Yeah, and that Jewish and the fact that they take the increased productivity to pocket the difference.
And Jews setting the political system up in such a way that both sides of their phony political spectrum are ideologically power or oriented to make themselves powerless on these issues. Like the libtards are ideologically oriented to be powerless on the issue of controlling immigration, and the conservatives are oriented to be ideologically powerless on the issue of rising standards of living. So here we are. It's literally set up like this. Like, this article actually kind of lays it out, because it's pointing out, like, here's why Democrats can't bring themselves to ever actually control immigration. Here's why Republicans can't bring themselves to ever actually support workers. Oh, well, I guess we just have to live with what we have.
It is what it is.
Don't look at me. You know, so, yeah, never mind, what do people actually want? Which is, the fact is, if you look at what voters want, like, there's a reason why it's politically impossible to pass immigration reform that liberals want. And there's a reason why Republicans undemocratically blockade any attempt at labor reform. So it's just, you know, here we are. And that's why I sort of enjoyed this article, even though I probably, the AI that wrote it and I have totally different viewpoints on life. But...
So that's the other interesting aspect, because it's very popular to like denigrate manual labor, which people shouldn't do that. So that's a very immature thing to do. But the automation, the AI, is actually hitting the bourgeoisie. Like it's taking jobs from people.
Well, it's going to take their jobs.
No jobs.
It's going to take their jobs first, because automation already took a lot of worker jobs, and frankly, it took a lot of shitty jobs, because we don't have people dying en masse in like factory fires and shit anymore.
I finally found it. Like Alex was talking about everyone not being active enough. I found this advert, this public service announcement about cycling that I feel like he needs to see.
Oh boy.
So,
okay.
I don't know if you've seen this before, but
what is this?
Oh, dude. I saw the title of this video.
It's just a public service announcement about riding bicycles.
It's a Volkswagen.
John works hard, which means that he can afford to drive a car.
Already, that.
That means he gets home to his family safely. every night.
Work harder.
It's like a run over a car there.
Sorry. Is that a comedy?
Yeah, it's from Top Gear. It's Jeremy Clarkson
work
made
hard,
that.
Get a car.
That's actually
lazy
really funny.
Cyclist bums. Yeah.
They made a whole bunch of them. They made one
that
where, like,
is fantastic.
They made one where, like, okay, cyclist safety, like, and one of the guys rides by on a bicycle dressed like Hitler. He's like, what the hell is it? He's like, well, cyclists need to be visible.
So true.
And that's good. That's,
you know, anytime I drive by and I see people, like, waiting on a bus, I usually stop and tell them, like, just get a car.
Yeah.
You know? The fuck is wrong with you lazy fucks?
Yeah.
Work harder, you
well, being on a bus
idiots.
Means you're lazy and you're just poor.
Yeah, well, it's, like, same with, like, the it's homeless. Like, dude, buy a fucking house, you idiot.
Yeah, in my experience.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that line from the Steve Winwoods. No, from the...
get a job.
Yeah, no, it's not Steve Winwoods. It's the other one. Bruce Hornsby.
That was best, because that was... I wonder if that's still... I wonder if that still is Sean Hannity's theme song. Like, Sean Hannity, when his radio show started, it has, like, three fucking different theme things, but the final one... The music break when he starts talking is...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Bruce Hornsby probably sued him for that. I
thought he had, like, Florida Georgia Line and shit like that on it now.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Oh, he might now, but I remember...
fucking People's Court one day.
You know, I mean, my info is about 20 years out of date, so that might be true. But it used to be, like, the final music bed was the opening of that Bruce Hornsby song, and he would start, well, you're all great Americans.
Like Bruce Hornsby will actually.
Welcome
sue
to scuffed
you
Rush
that.
Limbaugh.
Yeah, because
I am Rush Limbaugh at home.
Well, Bruce Hornsby's kind of like scuffed Steve Winwood already, right? Like,
yeah.
Sean Hannity's like, we know you're probably stuck in a car doing something else, and Rush is over. Thank you for not turning the radio off. Keep driving. Stick with me. You're a great American.
You know something about Bruce Hornsby? A lot of people don't know.
What's that?
He has a job.
He has a job. The one. But one for a few years. You know what his job was? It was the keyboardist for the Grateful Dead. Which is a kind of like reduces him in a lot of people's.
He's lucky he got out of there alive.
Yeah, well, that CIA brainwashing shit really hits.
Yeah. Ooh, man. But, can you imagine the paycheck? Because you were in bands. You know how little you get paid. Imagine if the CIA was just cutting
paid?
You a check. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You get it paid?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he probably made a lot of money playing for the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Like, yeah, because they made a lot of money. Yeah. But yeah,
I wonder if he knew the trumpet Jew. Remember, he went on tour with them in... 66. Remember that guy?
Trumpet Jew.
You mean the guy in the Roger Waters video?
No.
No talent.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. See, the problem is, for Bruce Hornsby, he'd be like, you do have talent.
Uh-huh.
Why are you playing with this shitty... Actually, frankly, they did have talent. Whatever. That's another story. I understand why people hate them, but I kind of do
I
as
prefer
well.
Winwood over Hornsby.
I do, too. I as well. I do,
too. The finer things keep shining through.
Never got into the jam band type stuff, you know what I mean?
I enjoy it. I will confess that.
Fish was coming around to Dayton, I saw.
They're now older than Bruce Hornsby. Somehow that happened, but yeah.
Even older than me.
They are older than you. They're probably in their 60s or 70s, but I don't know how this... I thought they retired in, like, 2004, and they probably should have, but
they just keep getting
older. Anyway. Well,
now it's, like, 50-year-olds doing, like, fucking DMT.
No, they're older. They're well
shit.
Older than 50.
No, I'm talking about, like, their fan base.
Oh, their fan base, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, 50s.
Well, they're all drug-free now.
Oh, are they?
They all got, like... Wait. Or at least they say they are, because they all went to jail for drugs.
Well, then why am I listening?
How are they playing if they're drug-free?
I don't know. Well, a lot of people complain about it.
Huh.
Because they're like, yeah, it's not actually...
It's too tight.
It doesn't... No, it's less tight somehow. Yeah. I don't know. It's like that guy actually... You know,
people say that, like Metallica back in the day, like they couldn't play unless they were drunk, but it's like, how? I don't get it.
Well, I think they were just drunk all the time.
Yeah, it sounds like
morons.
A cope.
Yeah.
Well, I could see, not necessarily alcohol, you're never really going to get better, but I could see maybe some kind of stimulant drug or something
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
Like cocaine or
but
something.
But that's not the thing. Metallica was out there in like 86 or 87, right after Cliff died, playing the fastest they ever did, blitzed out of their fucking mind. And I don't get it. I just don't understand.
Well, because that guy died, so they were like coping with life.
Yeah.
But I would imagine like you
also,
only need...
They were also very young.
True. Yeah. But you only need alcohol to go on stage if you have some kind of like stage fright problem.
Yeah.
To be like a little more outgoing. I've never had that problem, so I don't like drinking and playing. It's like, oh, I'm gonna fuck this song up. Give me another fucking shot.
Mm.
Maybe one shot, just to give yourself a little bit. of an edge, but yeah, like I don't know.
I think I've seen some research into this that a certain level of alcohol can enhance particular artistic endeavors, or even things I think like driving, just well, a certain low level.
If you need to remove just enough inhibitions to like do something you normally wouldn't do, or to be
like you don't want to be impaired, but you want to just give yourself a little bit. You want
that life of the party feeling, and you want it to be actually real, not just something you're perceiving for yourself.
Yeah,
right. Everyone else around you is just like, can you please stop?
Yeah, it gives me enough courage to blow through the stop sign.
I've always been like really cognizant of that possibility happening.
No, you haven't.
In what way?
Come on, you walked right into that. You walked right into it.
There was a pause.
No, my point was that like
fantastic.
I've always feel like I've tried to avoid the being that guy at a party
that thinks he's the life of the party.
Everyone is actually like not wanting to put up with anymore because I've always sort of sensitive to the possibility of that happening. So
I know I'm that other guy.
I know you're just fucking with me. I know you.
Anybody making that speech has to hear this band on a podcast, on a radio show.
Yeah,
come on, you can't just let those go.
They are
hanging curveballs right out of the bar.
Say, I'm always aware that I'm just that guy, so I don't go to the party in general. So it's that
easy. I'm always usually the first one to start noticing when someone else is starting to become that guy.
It's very uncomfortable.
And I start to get uncomfortable.
Very sensitive.
And I start making
eye
contact
people's pain.
Other people around, like...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's that guy. That guy mode is coming on.
We could all just get as drunk as he is.
Problem solved!
There you go.
Because it's not just being drunk.
No.
There's another element to that guy-ness.
To that guy-ism.
Yeah, that guy-ism. There's another element to it. It's ineffable. You can't quite describe it, but you know it when you see it.
You inspire me. I want more coffee now. Anyway. I haven't had any alcohol, but now I'm inspired to be more sober.
Give me more coffee. It's still like 11 o'clock in the
morning.
I wish
I didn't set my coffee over there.
Well,
I'm just
you can just... Here, why don't you walk over there and get your coffee,
that
guy?
Easier. Yeah,
hell yeah. Now Tony can't hear us.
Wow.
Don't say anything.
He looks terrible, doesn't he? Don't you wish he'd shave? What's with the King Diamond shirt? He's some kind of monarchist.
I like my monitor set up. I can just step away.
That's a good joke that most people won't appreciate.
Yeah.
You said you were going to put yours on, too.
Oh,
so
there you
go. I just look like an asshole.
That would be funny if we were both wearing the same King Diamond shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen. I'm just, you know. Actually, I think mine was a medium, so I think I threw it out. I finally given up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to wear a tight t-shirt.
All they had was larges when I went and saw them a couple years ago.
Man. We should have traded. I could give you my medium.
Yeah. I was pissed, too, because it was like the Abigail cover, and I'm like, I want people to know I'm into the deep cuts. You know what I mean? You got a conspiracy? You know, what do you got here? But
conspiracy,
That's the best one. Best production.
You think so?
The first one and Conspiracy.
It's a little light on the bass, isn't it? It's a little thin.
No. That's the opposite of what's true. No. Abigail and them are really, really thin on bass.
Oh, you're right. They are thin on bass.
And them, which is my favorite.
A little better, yeah.
Them is like my favorite album by them.
I like Fatal Portrait.
Well, me too, but it's different. It's like...
It's still Merciful Fate.
Yeah. Like 1.5. But no, them is like way too high-end. He does some like Muppet tier, like too many highs.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Where Conspiracy is like right there in the fucking.
He's just
meaty
gotten
part of
a little
curve.
Bit too old. Like I can't quite go that falsetto anymore.
Yes.
Now, of course, he just can't do it at all.
Well, that's
so he just goes to NASCAR.
Now. Yeah.
He just goes to NASCAR races. And...
We should really get that guy on.
Think King Diamond?
Come on here? Yeah. Let's get him on.
They can't cancel him. His career is basically. I mean.
Yeah, he'll never put out that double album, so we know that. So his career's over. Think about it.
That's sad.
Yeah. Maybe he'll put it out. I like how he's getting some buzz and he put out that one song, you know? Like a couple years ago and everyone's like, huh, maybe it's time for a King Diamond revival. And then he just didn't. Like, you know.
Sad.
It is sad. Whatever.
I mean, he's just, at the end of the day, he's just a boomer, right?
Absolutely. He's a spooky, weird boomer. Mike doesn't give a shit.
I never was into this, so I have nothing to contribute. So
you guys were talking about boomers on By the Numbers this weekend. It was funny. I had a point about that like about 10 minutes ago, and I forgot what it was. So
boomers bad.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Boomers
bad. Oh, boomers, like, okay, that was that. All right, I was inspired by the photograph of the guy picking...
oranges and tomatoes or whatever.
And you guys were talking about boomers thinking they always, like, deserve this and deserve that. And they're like, I don't deserve to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Picking the... That's why you need the Mexicans, because I don't deserve... And they, to some extent, also have, like, my kids don't deserve... My kids deserve better than that kind of career path. But they don't deserve better than being...
Whoa! No, that's going too far.
No, they do that. I've seen that. Like part, they were part of the everybody needs to go to college push.
Yeah.
Which
they are part of that.
You know, so that, I mean, that was part of it.
You should want more for your kid than toiling in the dirt.
Yeah, I don't actually have a problem with that. It's that, like...
But the solution to, like, no one deserves this is like, oh, beaters do.
Let's... Yeah, no, that's not the solution either. It's paying, like, a dollar more for a head of lettuce.
And did you ever think, that maybe, like, the beaters get here and do that? Don't think their kids deserve to do it? They think they'd go...
Yeah,
well, something else.
Actually, I think they get grants and shit to go to college.
They're pretty. Yeah, their kids will get. That's the thing. Yeah. Their kids will be subsidized because they're not white.
That's
all.
That's all the problem. Is it? In fact, what we need to do is bring back child labor. You need adversity to make you stronger.
Okay.
Everybody intuitively thinks that they should give their kids more
adversity. Is our
strength better? But that's an incorrect assumption.
I'm gonna write that down.
You need to give them worse stuff.
See, the problem is
like,
now...
You're going into salt mine.
I'm going to sell my house and buy one with black mold because I think it'll put us all on edge.
See, the problem is, though, that could also be a boomer attitude. It's like you can't tell.
Boomers like, do that. Like,
my kids deserve better, or like
you.
My kids actually should be toiling in the dirt because like I, in my own imagination, have invented a narrative whereby I actually had to struggle at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they'll do either one.
Boomers do play up their own personal struggles.
Right. Which like were actually pretty, not to say non-existent, but they had it pretty good.
Yeah, relatively speaking, like, in the history of the world, that was, like, the most wealth that an individual could own. Yeah,
most fortunate generation.
They were. Yeah. They were.
Yeah.
Well, because their parents had just destroyed all of Europe, like, all of the productive world. Everything needed to be rebuilt, so there were jobs everywhere. High-paying jobs, you know, low labor market. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. That's why you get shit... There was a guy when
and
I
there was still
that,
enough racism that actually importing a bunch of beaners
was
untenable. Yeah.
There was a guy I fucking worked with at a machine shop, right? And he was like the guy that like cut the tools and like repaired shit. He was making a few dollars more, like in 2020, whenever the fuck this was. He was making a few dollars more an hour than he was like in the late 70s, early 80s.
That's crazy.
Yes, wow. And it's like, so the guy, he owns multiple houses. He has all this crazy shit, but he's like a piece of shit, like boomer that has like, he goes to, like, Asian massage places, you know, like tug joints, you know, to get beat off by some, like, sex worker, some slave, basically. And he's just telling me all this shit, and it's like, what the fuck is going on, you know? But, yeah, it's just crazy, like, the kind of money you could make back then compared to now. It's fucked up. Like, skilled labor.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to tell the story I was just going to tell.
Tell the story. I'll tell the worst one.
All right.
You can change the names to protect
the boomer
the
that I the boomer that I junked a car to.
Okay.
I
keep doing
that. That's actually like I had this like the show title that's literally apropos of nothing, like just Judd apropos.
Okay.
That's a good show title, but like
Judd apropos of nothing.
But apropos of nothing, like we're apropos, whatever, Judd apropos, right?
That's actually
Judd
even apropos, better because it sounds more like a stupid.
I'm sorry, I was doing a mispronunciation.
At first, you were doing a striker.
Judd apropos, basically. Yeah. I actually got that wrong. I didn't get that on apropos.
I get a lot of chagrin when you mispronounce.
So just for no reason, out of nowhere, the guy that I was junking the car to,
well, pursuant to that,
who owns the big business there that's doing the cars and the towing, he just like whips out like the like actual developed photos of him and like the Thai hookers he bought last time he went. And I'm like,
dude,
like full, like, I don't really want to look at that, but like
boomers
this full hardcore shit.
Yeah, they will just show you that. There was a guy at the same place I worked at.
And I'm just like, thanks.
Yeah, another guy.
Another guy
at the same place I worked.
Buddy.
Can you just cut me my check?
He kept a book of like all of his like weird like sexual conquests and would like show people. He's got pictures of all the and it's like, you bring this to fucking work. You keep it in your toolbox. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, you spent your money on that.
Yeah.
Well, mostly,
that's less, like, the fact that he's, like, a weirdo doing weird shit, whatever. It's like, why do you think, like, what do you want me to say? Nice cock. You know, like, what do you want to hear?
Thankfully, he
that's actually the funny. It's like, what are you expecting me to say?
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm like,
I'd be like, you know,
you got your money's worth. You paid good money for
I
that.
I can get
whore.
Laid without flying halfway across the world and buying a girl to do that.
Yeah. I can understand.
I just like married a woman.
I can understand a little more if a dude is like, here's my girlfriend or wife. She's really hot. Look at her. And you're like, okay. Fine, good job, guy. That's still a little weird.
Yeah,
but
that's for me. I'm still
a
like,
little bit
why,
more.
Yeah, like, what do you want me to say?
Again, but it's better just to be like, actually have the hot wife and just take her out, and then dudes can be like, yeah, look at my high status because my wife is hot. Yeah.
But
whatever.
These boomers are more sociopaths, and they spent 20 years of their life high on cocaine, drunk, fucking everything in sight.
But boomers overshare a lot. Like, yeah. Let me give you another story. It doesn't have to do with something with Filipino hookers. So,
not interested.
What the hell?
Yeah. I'm checking out.
What is this deep cut?
So, this one is weird. So, Jamie's relatives at one point were going to do. They're going on vacation someplace, and they're getting an Airbnb house in this town, right? And they were trying to get it. It was some boomer's house who was renting it. And it just things just kept getting messed up, and they didn't know why. And he was giving excuses. And then, at one point, one of these individuals that was renting the house got like a text from the dude that showed like this massive, like extremely fucked up injury on his arm, where like literally like muscle and bone and ligament and tissue was like showing. This was like his reason for why the rental kept getting messed up.
Oh, okay,
And they didn't know these. They weren't friends with this person. Yeah. They didn't know. It was literally...
Hey, here's my crippling injury.
Yeah, it was literally like, well... And then just trying to... And then the person was telling me this was like... You know, saying this dude's like venting into the text messaging. Like, all issues. Yeah, it was a text. And, okay. and sort of like... Because they were like, literally, we're just trying to get this rental squared away. What's going on?
Yeah.
And he's like, here's my literally like open, massive open wound on my arm. It's like... Hold on, guy. Like, all right, look, if this isn't going to work out,
yeah, I was
fine.
Just, yeah.
But, like, what
I was just hoping the AC would be running. Yeah.
What are we doing? Look, if it's not going to work out because you're in the hospital or something, it's fine. But, like, this is odd. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And he still wanted to rent the house to them. That was the other thing.
That guy's greeting the press.
But, yeah, he was actually...
Wait, whoa, what is this?
Oh, is this Warren hosting his new show?
What is this?
Look out, Warren.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the show? Get behind the paywall and get the rest of the story. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and choose the subscription model that works best for you. And don't forget, every Tuesday evening, there is an Odyssey stream where Southern Sun will take your donations through a credit card or a debit card in exchange for a subscription. You have no idea how much content you're missing. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and let's fix that.
It's a journalist.
Wait.
I don't...
Is that a
knife-proof vest? Is that what we're saying?
Supposedly.
This vest saves you from knife attacks.
Maybe not, though? Like,
well, why doesn't he just stab him in the fucking face?
Yeah, stab him in the neck.
Stab him someplace other than the vest. Yeah. I don't know.
It didn't work the first 35 fucking times.
All
stabbed
right.
This
guy. Here's my product enhancement for this. You want to put some squibs on that thing so it looks like you're actually killing
him. Yeah. Look at that guy go.
I would not. I still muscles. Wouldn't be comfortable volunteering.
His poor shirt.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's got a machete.
Ah, jeez.
Wow.
Here's another thing.
Just
that's
let's
not,
not
how you
let's
swing
just not
you gotta,
have
you gotta flick
Africans.
It. You gotta flick it.
Well, here's another thing. Why do we? Why is this kind of thing that
you hit with a bat now?
Wait, no, that's not. See, that's a different kind of an injury that
the
you're
killer
gonna
just
suffer there.
The killer just keeps getting more and more fucking.
He just keeps going back,
frustrated.
The guy is still just like standing around. See, yeah, it's.
I'll fucking be back.
Come back with a suicide vest.
Stay right there. Yeah, he just keeps.
Don't fucking move.
He's got like a trunk right there. He's like pulling. Out. Next,
he's
gonna have a saw.
It's carrot top.
Next, he's gonna have a circular saw. Next, and he's like, "All right, here you go. Let's try it." Yeah.
Like the killer decides, like, "All right, you're not gonna be able to get a offshoring proof vest. So what I'm gonna do is instead of stabbing you, I'm just gonna like hollow out your country economically."
Yeah. Again, this is another thing where I'm like, why do we live places where this is something you feel is necessary?
You don't want to walk down the street in a fucking like juggernaut armor from
Call
of Duty.
Most people aren't actually ever going to do it though, so it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I always think about is as high as you can say that like crime rates are, it's still pretty like low probability that you yourself one person is going to be the victim of something.
Depending where you are, it's like it's
even
in
like worse areas, like
I've literally walked through places where I was the only white face and nothing happened to me. It's I wouldn't.
And how many people
days,
like how many people
it,
walk through a place they shouldn't walk through and go poof and get that and like remember? Not a lot of people are exposed to it. They're only exposed to it as like rhetoric or news stories that is easy to just like. That's like one of the things. It's like. Hyper-reality television media is able to make like fake things in movies real, but it's also able to make reality like news feel fake in somewhere else. That you can't identify with. So,
right,
it's an amazing little system. So the idea, like, they're probably making fun of that guy. Like,
Everyone's making fun of that guy. Yeah.
But even though, well, like, you probably, like, really do need that, I'm sure that's, like,
well, there's a 90s liberalism that people do, and I see Red Letter Media doing this a lot whenever they do best of the worst, they do, like, a gun video, because there's a lot of the gun... this is one thing to say. There's a lot of these, like, gun firearm instruction videos from the 90s that are very cringy, and it's, like, it's true they're cringy, and then the guy doing the gun instruction or the home self-defense instruction... is playing up the risks that you're going to face of home invasion or these things. And they're always sort of like poking fun at it. Yeah. And I'm like, see, in the 90s, yeah, depending where you lived.
Yeah.
But increasingly it's like, well...
It's
getting iffier. And it's also like you're still doing the 90s liberal thing of like making fun of conservatives for being at all concerned about this. And it's literally they just haven't upgraded their libtarded firmware yet, right?
Yeah.
And what's funny, we were talking about the other day how the idea behind that stat that libtards like to trot out, which is like a gun in the home is more likely to be used in an accident in the home. But then, like, increasingly, I think that a lot of those are and always have been black people. Literally, like,
probably
leaving, because we had that video where that gun was sitting on the couch and the little... Niglet like shot another member of the household because that happens a lot, and I feel like that's always been a big percentage of the gun accidents. Like, we have a gun at home. It's like a gun at home. Okay, the little kid shoots somebody, right? So, which is another thing, which is another way to like own these libtards that even say, yeah, like a gun is more likely to be used, unless you're talking about suicide, of course, which is very depressingly probably mostly white dudes, but
probably, but, you know. Yeah. Speaking of that, like, shitty areas with, like, higher and higher crime, you see the shit they're doing with the subways? Where they're like, introducing, like, a robot cop, but it's basically, like, a mailbox with cameras on it. It's like, what does that help?
That's just going to get destroyed.
It's like a gonk droid?
Yeah, well, it's just going to see the fucking...
Gonk.
Like, wow, it recorded some crimes.
Walking
all right.
Trash can.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, they're not... It's not like they're going to do anything. No. Right?
Unless it starts blasting people or something. Like, there's no fucking point.
Right.
Which, how much would it cost to just, like, put a fucking cop on a train? You know what I mean?
Well, the cop's not allowed to...
Cop can't do anything either.
Right. Well, in a real place where there's a problem and you can just introduce a solution and fix it. Yeah.
I remember after 9/11...
Oh, these things are all free if you have a normal society.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like...
Well, you just do it.
Well, because if a cop was on a train, like, people... If you have cops on trains, people would probably stop doing... crimes on trains.
Probably stop fucking around.
Be like, oh, there's a cop right there.
Yeah, so it would pay for itself.
And, like, the cop's not going to be faced with, like, a career-ending lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for intervening
in someone in this crime. I guess I better bowling for behave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The funniest thing about all that shit is, it's like, how much money does, like, the subway generate, like... Like, not the subway itself, but, like, moving people back and forth to their fucking jobs and shit. Like, billions and billions of dollars a year. So
you
it's
ever
like,
seen Money Train?
No.
A lot of money.
Why wouldn't you
on
want
the train?
To, why wouldn't you
That's
want,
why they keep doing crimes. The money all the
train.
Money's there.
Well, the crime was, like, they were going to rob the money train.
Oh, wow.
And the guy who runs the subway is like, no one's fucking with my money train. Wow. So they just, like, shot some people.
Cool.
It's great. Really stupid movie.
Yeah, it sounds like a Steven Seagal straight to streaming.
This is a 90s, was it Woody Harrelson and some nigger buddy cop film? I can't remember who the nigger was.
Woody Harrelson has done some random ass fucking shit.
Money Train.
Yeah. You know, his mom lives like three doors down from a friend of mine. In,
okay.
Like, the Cincy area.
That's a terrible band.
Yeah. Hey, they're back. They're ready to tear shit up. Them, the Spin Doctors, it's time.
Oh,
I don't know if
God,
they're back.
The Spin Doctors.
I don't know if they're back. I just thought that.
Oh, my God, the Spin Doctors. That's.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
Those guys were all Jewish, right?
Yeah, they were.
They're all Yids.
Yeah, they were Jewish, yeah. The Yid Doctors. The Dreidel Spin Doctors.
Yeah, right.
The Dremel.
The Swing Doctors. They got the chicken over their head.
Yeah. The Chicken Swing Doctors. To Goyim.
Hey,
that's
now.
Their song. That was
that's not bad.
A Smash Mouth.
No, that was them.
They had a Hey Now song.
Two Princes was them. No, he was saying, like, he was starting to sing Hey Now.
Oh.
He was starting to sing All Star of David.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's If You, not Hey Now, it's If You Want.
Yeah, it's kind of similar. Like, yeah.
Go ahead now.
Yeah.
If you want to deport beaners.
Why is fucking Jamal Khashoggi popping up in trending news.
I don't know. The reason I went over here is because black lesbian was trending, but they've cleaned that up since I clicked on the actual trending thing and they took that away. That's who they're replacing Feinstein with, I heard, is a black lesbian.
Yeah,
I
wanted my thing.
La Fonda, right?
I wanted to see the Twitter trash on that. But so what do we got here?
Of course, Gavin Newsom immediately comes right out and says, "We're not sure who we're going to replace Feinstein with yet, but we know it's going to be a black woman." It's like, wait a second.
Yeah, like, okay.
But
wait a minute, that's your call?
I feel like that's illegal, though.
Yeah, don't we vote on that?
When
she dies in office.
A governor gets to appoint the replacement until the next election. Oh, that's how that works. Yeah. But you automatically ruling out, you saying it's going to be a person of this race right away, and you don't know which one yet, that is actually discriminatory towards everybody that's not that.
Yeah.
And that, and if you came out and said, and you know it's true, because imagine if he said, "Well, it's going to be a white person. I don't know who it is yet, but they're going to be white." What would happen, right? It's always that it's sort of like the whole hypocrisy bingo. But I'm like, I'm going to keep playing this hypocrisy bingo.
Well, it's a popular game. It comes
until
up a
I
lot.
Start losing, I'll keep playing it, right? Yeah. You know, so.
I guess we can save that for later.
I mean,
there's really nothing.
Well, it's the 5-year anniversary of the Khashoggi.
Yeah, I'm still crying about it too. You know,
but that's not. It's funny that they do it.
That's not. Whose
what about
hands?
Like the entire country of Yemen? You know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit.
But I mean, like, who really has blood on their hands, and who is the Donald really trying to wash it off of feverishly? It's that other Abrahamic desert fucking tribe. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, obviously. The other one. Saudi Arabia is the most convenient, as much as I hate that country, it is the most convenient scapegoat for Jews for all the bad shit they're doing.
Yeah.
Because the whole reason the Saudis get away with all this shit is because they're a major bulwark for Israel in the region.
Yeah,
that's the reason everyone hates them.
Yeah,
it's the reason they get millions of dollars, billions of dollars.
It's fascinating that it's like always the Wahhabis, but like who the fuck is paying for their gear, you know?
Yeah. Also, by the way, almost all Arabs think they're secret Jews.
Yes.
If you talk to an Arab, they will tell you. Well, they think, what's the deal like... they think anybody in power is just a Jew. Like, if you talk to...
Me too.
Wow.
There's a schizo narrative that's... I don't know if it's just Arabs. Like, where people try to say, the Iranians are secret Jews. It's like, no, stop
BS.
It. You're just trying to short-circuit that conflict.
Yeah. That is actually something that, a lot of Arabs think.
Do they really?
It is... the sort of Arab street, as they call it, the Arab street actually is as into weird, crazy, paranoid conspiracy theories as, frankly, any population anywhere. But they do think... At least there's sort of... They're not doing Illuminati. They're just Jews, right? Mm-hmm. But they have this idea, does that person actually have power someplace? Okay, they're Jewish.
Okay.
The Iranians are Jewish. Saudis are Jewish.
I mean, until the paradigm shift.
I guess
fair enough until the paradigm shift, right?
I get it, because for them, for if you grew up in the Middle East in an Arab country, the ever-present threat of Jewish oppression is, pretty fucking immediate, you know,
The problem in Iran is, they're always trying to do, Jewish things to overthrow the regime there.
Well, the problem with Iran is that they're actually in a direct confrontation with the Jewish state, and they should get more respect for that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. they're always setting up these fake and gay, women's protests. I watched this one Twitter video last week with this girl, I wanted to wear whatever I wanted to wear, and it's like, wow, you went from being a nice Iranian lady to, an insta-thought.
But it's also how about that's not my problem, and I don't give a shit if the Iranian regime makes you wear a hat.
it's okay. But all the burqa stuff is preventing you from becoming a disgusting Instagram thought influencer, slut model. Yeah. It's I don't think the struggle was worth it there. Yeah, sweetheart.
I'm willing to fight, kill, and die to make sure every Iranian woman can shake her ass.
Yeah,
at
that's
you
the
know
thing.
I mean,
the thing is though, that's also kind of a constructed thing. Because they have actually liberalized some of those rules in Iran over the years, and there are plenty of normal Iranian women that sort of wear it half on, half off.
It's a headscarf,
and it's
kind of
just like a Jackie O thing or whatever. But then they do recruit these. It's all NGO shit too.
Yeah,
those women that do that. This is the other thing. This sort of feeds this manosphere narrative that if you take one layer of oppression off of women, they'll immediately all become like sluts and whores.
Right.
It's a very popular narrative, like the Matt Forney tier, yeah. like that tier of the manosphere, like the old Roosh people and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But the fact of it is that those particular types are literally created by like Jewish NGOs setting up shop in the country.
Yeah, yeah, Femin is not like an accurate representation of
like hiring. What well, Femin do. Is Femin was literally like some gay op by like some Russian Jewish dude.
Yeah,
but well, in the Middle yeah. East, you actually have and now you have this in Armenia. They did this big time, which led to them basically surrendering. They were doing it in Georgia. They do it everywhere. These NGOs get set up, and you know, one of the things their problems they're having in Armenia is actually they've set up these NGOs, and the people there are getting paid like way higher than like the average salary in these countries. So they have like these pretty lavish lifestyles just to be like promoting gay America.
Yeah, just
shit.
A gay retard.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where you get these women that are like, I'm gonna go and twerk like in the street because like fuck you, Ministry of Vice or Ministry of Virtue and Vice, and it's just like, all right. I mean, here's my thing. That sort of like feeds both sides of that issue, right? Because it also feeds the idea. See, if you don't keep tabs on women, they'll become. It's like no, these women are literally being paid to do this. Like they're actually being given money by America to go out and shake their ass in the middle of the street in Tehran or wherever.
Someone's paying their tab,
right? Like they're not. Yeah. That's not just like okay. And again, I don't really care what laws Iran has. But I'm not really a believer that as soon as the burqa law goes away,
I want them to have Sharia law.
Yeah, every woman like becomes like a ass shaking in the middle of the street whore.
Well,
yeah.
When you let Jews in,
yeah. Well, Jews pay women to do that.
Yeah,
that's why that happens. And then
soon you don't really have to pay them to do that. They'll just do it because
they'll do it because they're copying what they think is acceptable because that's what girls do. Right. So all you have to do is give them something different that's acceptable. I mean, that's why girls are libtards. Girls are libtards because that's what they're told is the good thing to be. So you just tell them something different.
Right.
It's very simple, actually. It's not hard.
Yeah, just don't set up a circumstance where...
Just don't tell young women, hey, you know how you're a good person to fit in? You, like, twerk in the middle of the street.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoa. The first half, anyway, with annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again. And you'll get to comment and use the Bang forum. What fun! Join us. Therightstuff.biz/paywall.
If you try to overthrow the mullahs.
All right, yeah. The way you're a good person is by literally like loving brown men and shaking your ass.
Mullahs.
Yeah, like that'll work. Because I guarantee you, every single one of these like overbearing libtard women would be like an aggressive Nazi under a different system, easily. I mean, it's actually a point that conservatives make, and they're not wrong.
No, there's always a tipping point for like the majority of people anyway.
Right.
Men and women.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true for men. Men are actually like this too.
Yeah.
Tipping point USA.
Men actually kind of sometimes I'm like tipping point USA.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like men, like why
men are
you all
such fucking
about other
gay shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes I do look at other men and I'm like, why are you such a cowardly fag?
Oh.
Yeah.
You're like checking them out.
Yeah, I do. I am checking men out all the time. I'm like always thinking about them, wondering about them. What's going on?
Yeah, you got that good sound bite. I had the nice cock one earlier. So yeah. We really set ourselves up on this one.
We do it every show.
Yeah.
Every show there's true. Ample... there's ample like
there's mindable sound bites.
Well, I'm gonna do even as I do do a meta version of it where it's like there's ample times in the show where I'll speak in the first person as if I were the Jew that I'm attacking.
I'm
a Jew, so I can just get away with whatever. I can rape girls and rip off banks, and nothing happens.
And I mean this seriously.
Yeah, and that's just me, actually, right? Because I'm literally actually Jewish.
Oh no!
I don't think that one will actually come back.
What was that guy's name? Mike McReady.
Oh yeah, I've even forgotten his fucking name. The guy that first started A-logging.
Mike Mulvaney.
Something like that. Dude, I gotta say, nah, I mean, it's not even worth talking.
No,
it's
I don't remember the guy's name.
No, yeah. I don't know.
So
anyway,
so I'm looking at a post about
#black lesbian.
Her name almost is LaFonda. Alex wasn't kidding.
No, it is. What is it it's like? Some, it's something Lufthansa. Exactly like that.
Yeah. It's like Lufthansa. It's like Lufthansa. Lufthansa heist. Where is her name? I saw her name a second ago. Now it's gone.
Wait,
who is
what?
Lufthansa Butler?
It's Lufthansa.
Lufthansa Butler.
Lufthansa Butler. The Lufthansa heist. That could be the name of the show. I'm going to go with that, I think.
Wait, what is that?
It's like two niggas just stole my Senate seat.
What's that a reference to?
The Lufthansa heist from Goodfellas?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Two niggas just stole my Senate seat. That's great. Remember the,
dude.
The truck driver? The truck driver comes walking. Oh, that wasn't the Lufthansa heist. That was a different heist. But still, it's a funny line. But I've already found my one. There's a reply guy in here from MAGA M&M. His name in this account.
The people that make those type of fucking accounts should just be like re-educated.
Gavin Newsom is anti-Semitic. Confirmed.
Oh, man.
He chose an LGBTQ over a Jew to replace the first Jewish woman in the Senate. He ignored his black Jewish woman option who lives in California and has run for office. Senator Lufthansa Butler better be good. So he wants this person named Jan Perry.
This is the concern.
Who is black woman.
Black woman.
It's a black woman, and Jewish. Dianne Feinstein was the first female Jewish senator. Newsom promised a black woman in 2021. Talk about a short list. Can anyone name an alternative? So,
yeah, have you considered suicide, you fucking faggot?
I want to know.
Is this a real fucking account? Is this real?
It's MAGA Eminem.
Oh, I was thinking it was MAGA version of the rapper Eminem.
No, MAGA Eminem.
Which I can see an account like
chocolate
that too.
Candies.
That'd be more funny.
We're not
or less funny, depending.
Yeah. MAGA Eminem, but they're not sugarcoating it.
This guy's a fucking libtard because he didn't use the hot green M&M. You know that the libtards tried to take from us. You know.
Oh, like remember Green Shirt Guy? Remember when they tried to meme that into a thing that somebody cared about?
Yeah.
And like that guy was trying to even do like cameos like years later and. Didn't work.
Like the green suit man?
You remember that libtard meme, green shirt man? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, libtard memes are always...
My favorite thing about that was that the magatards that dude was laughing at were like retarded fat beaner women.
Mm.
So it was literally like a retarded fat, like Mexican, like we love Trump people at some town council meeting.
Yeah.
That like white irony...
Yeah,
like green shirt, brown slacks, libtard was laughing.
Oh my god! I bet he feels so owned by that.
Well, no, they were just not mentioning it.
Mm.
They were just stepping over the fact that they were literally just like obese Mexican women.
So she was the was the president.
Which is probably what he was actually laughing at.
Yeah, probably.
So she was the president of the SEIU Local 2015. A union.
SEIU is actually one of those unions where it's just a proxy for like racial campaigns
because they're trying to say she has. She has union bona fides.
Yeah.
Sure thing.
Look, SEIU, I feel sorry. I don't want anybody who's actually organized under SEIU, which actually would possibly include a number of healthcare workers and things like that, but they have basically taken that union, and it's actually just, like, black people stuff.
Well,
at least in New York City. I don't know else about elsewhere, but in New York, SEIU, all the fucking whole union bureaucracy is niggers. I mean, she probably was never a worker. She probably always was a union bureau, like working
for
them.
She was just talking about diversity.
Right, yeah. She was there to basically take dues and use them for things.
What a cushy job, a fucking president of a fake union.
Well, now she gets to be a senator.
I don't know how fake. I mean, I think they actually would. They would drive a hard bargain sometimes with the employers, but they would also be directing
things. Well, whatever. That's still like setting like the fucking difficulty to easy.
Right, that's what you're supposed to do.
A nigger like, and the fag. Like going in and saying, give us more money. What the fuck is the person going to do? Not give them the money?
Right. But it's also like, that's their actual job.
Yeah.
Like, you know, their actual job is just to get more money for the workers. It's not to do all this other shit, which they do. And they would join, like, every protest, every political thing. They're all SEIU. Always, I mean, when I lived in New York City, every left-wing fucking thing, you have a bunch of people, like, niggers out there holding SEIU signs on the protest line. Usually it would be like some gay rights or nigger stuff or Black Lives Matter. Like it's not even anything having to do with workers. So yeah.
Crotch itch pounder wonders aloud if she steals luggage at the airports or strips in YMCA swimming pools.
Okay,
that's a good tweet right there.
Well, what are we doing? Like, was that guy's name Sam? What the fuck was that guy's name?
I don't remember
the luggage.
The fucking tranny guy.
Yeah,
the fucking drag queen fag that would steal people's luggage. Wear their custom gowns that he found in the
Dude, you know, seeing that rainbow shit, it's funny, you know, and also we were talking about Roger Waters last episode. apparently there was like this bit where like people hate the rainbow shit so much that when they came out like the 50th anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon, it had like a 50 with like a rainbow inside the zero. Mm. And people were like, what's with this LGBT shit everywhere? I'm fucking tired of it. And like Roger Waters was like, of course.
Yeah, like, hey, it's actually the thing.
And he's like, yeah, but we've been using that. One, I deplore hatred against gay people. But two, we've just been doing that bit for a long time. And it's also like, wow, that thing which nobody associated with homosexuality in like 1973.
Also, it was light, everyone associated with homosexuality. Shining, it was light shining yeah. through a prism, and that's what happens through it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's sort of cover exact, art was. That would be the point that somebody would make. But it's like, I don't blame the people who were like, hey, why is this homo shit? Why is this faggot shit here? Like, what's going on here? Why is this everywhere? It's like, well, rainbows used to actually just be rainbows.
It's because Boomer Rock is gay.
Like, it used to be that you could put a little girl in, like, a rainbow dress and everybody would be like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Not what the fuck is going on
now
here.
Now it's like, wait, are you molesting your child? Yeah. Or are you exposing your child to, like, men in women's underwear in a library somewhere? Like, so, yeah.
And there's, like, an enthusiastic yes and everyone claps.
Like, absolutely, yeah.
And they're like, I am, and that's the right thing to do. Yeah. It's like, wait. Huh?
Would you not do that?
It's like there's being part of the culture war, and then there's just doing what's right.
That's why, like, when we did that protest, when NJP did that protest down in Nashville, and the guys were a little uncomfortable, but I was like, no, like, when you see people taking their kids in, you should actually tell those kids that their parents are abusing them.
Yeah.
And people were like, yeah, those are bad people. And I was like, no, do it. Yeah, you have to do it. Yeah, That's going to be the best shit. So they were uncomfortable with that. I was like, all right, well, then just chant child abuse at them. Yeah. And they did that, and it actually worked. They said these people were, like, running. They were, like, actually,
well,
like...
The thing is, like, this is actually a problem with, like, right-wingers and, like, our guys, like, to a degree. Like, they still have, like, a sense of, like, decency.
Yes.
And...
Like, people, throw that out the window.
Yeah, the people that... Yeah, that's non-existence. The people that you're fucking talking to are using their children as political tools to make a statement for fucking clout to, like, fags, niggers, you know, and...
Yeah.
Kikes. So it's like, nah, you can be mean to them.
You can make those people. You should make those people feel really bad.
Yeah, their thing, like them being a parent, is what they're using, like as a weapon. So you can attack it.
They're also sorry. They're just trying to invert morality and be like, I am the high status, good humanitarian.
And they are doing something
for exposing my
children.
No,
they're objectively
to this.
Actually
they're
taking
trying to
their
hang
children.
On to the. They're trying to hang on to like the high status claims. Like, no, you're just. Grooming.
I think what people were uncomfortable with was my suggestion was to like address yourself to the children.
But why?
And be like, mommy and daddy are hurting you, kids. Don't let them do that. Yeah, there's a bad man in that building.
Well, I mean, well,
I would do that. Well, I know it makes people actually iffy, but
well,
the
drag queen sex offender is going to be addressing the children.
Yeah.
Like, what,
yeah,
maybe you should try to make an impression.
No, right. That's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah,
you almost broke it.
God,
like that's kind of my thing. It's like, look, they're taking their child in to be influenced by an adult.
Oh my God!
Right?
Almost.
Wow, that changes everything.
Oh, you got an extra like 8 inches there. Look at
like,
that.
So
if you know what I mean, yeah.
They're putting that kid in a situation to be influenced by an adult stranger who's actually a fucking queer, like, probably child molester.
Fucking quiz!
I am like, well, if that's fair game,
oh, nice.
I can try and have a little bit of influence on your kid, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, sorry, you started this. You didn't have to.
That's
you
what
could
I'm
have
saying.
Stayed home.
Yeah.
Let me set it.
So and that's the thing. You should make it costly for them to do it. Like
that's one of my theories when we started this. Is like make these people feel shitty about what they're doing,
which is what they try to do to us.
Because that's a big fucking deal in our society. Is like, what do other people think about what I'm doing?
Yeah.
So many
when the kids like, mommy, I don't want to go back there. The men might yell at us. Like, that's right. Stay home.
Yeah. You might be the men that are going to be mean to you. Sorry, kids.
Yeah.
But like, and it's not gonna be us. But like, But that's the thing. It's like. That was actually one of my main theories about all of this. It's like, dude, if we see what's handicapping us, let's actually look at the kinds of things that have held us back. Well, one of them is literally, I'm afraid of other people, what they're going to think of me.
Yeah.
Like, well, let's use that. That's obviously very powerful in our society. So let's go out with enough dudes to make it look like a lot of people think this and tell people, no, what you're doing is bad.
Well, their shit is shameful, like, objectively. Yeah. And they know it, and that's why they're doing it. They're doing it as a bit. You know what I mean? Nobody thinks that that's cool or normal. They're doing it because they want to be seen doing it. For clout.
Is this niggers making fun of, like, white people being nice to each other and stuff?
That's basically
all right,
the...
let's watch it. This
you want to watch it?
Let's watch black people making fun of white people showing courtesy and decency.
Yeah, it's really... There's not much in the ways of jokes here other than it's like, it's just, wow, niggers...
Yeah, so white people pass each other on the trail and issue cordial greetings to one another.
Yes.
Wow, what nerds.
Yeah.
What?
You're gonna love the view. It's wet down there.
It's wet down there.
Oh, is your guys' first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like keep going down straight. The waterfall is gonna be on the left. You're gonna love it.
So, here, let's make fun of people for being nice to one another.
So the one nigger just slipped and told the other nigger to watch her step.
It's so green. The color.
It's worth it.
All right.
I mean, okay. Right. Fair enough, but like, you know.
Whatever. It was also posted by a gay nigger, which is funny. Rob Smith.
But I'm like, why am
That's
I supposed to be?
Charlie Kirk's pet gay.
Ah.
Like, all of this is just meant to be like, white people are nerds with no clout. Like, that's the whole point of all this type of shit, but like. What would you rather? Like, what would you? What should people do?
Chasing the niggers with bats out of the hiking trail so they don't come back ever again.
Well, I'll tell you.
Speaking of Charlie Kirk.
Oh,
I keep this on me.
Smashing socialism.
I keep that shit on me. That thing on me. You know?
Our socialism is smashing, baby. it's national socialism.
We went to a leadership conference for TP USA and it was hilarious.
Oh man,
it was obviously meant to be for like 18 and like 20 year olds, you know, like college age, and then like we're all in there like 30 year old.
Was
it
actually Leadership Institute?
It wasn't Leadership Institute.
They're the ones that usually do that shit.
It wasn't them specifically. It was the TPS.
Oh, Alex. TPUSA Leadership. Okay. Yeah.
So like Benny Johnson was there posting cringe.
Oh my god,
cringe,
that
like,
fucking guy is literally walking cringe.
Yeah, it's painful. It's aggressive bullshit. What the fuck is this? Just more niggers fucking with people, huh?
I'm just scrolling down through Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's like, niggers are going to make a video of like, here's white people walking in the woods, minding their own business and being polite to people that they pass. Why don't white people do videos of like, here's niggers running around stabbing each other like as a joke, you know, not for real, like not actually doing it. But yeah, I get so annoyed with this sort of casual, like, yeah, let's just, you know, let's just make fun of, like, wow, look at these dorks. Look at these nerds.
These people are nice to each other.
It's lame for like a number of reasons. Like it's mostly just like not even funny. Just like that's pretty low effort. You know what I mean? Like comedy wise, like why are people
why are they even
did this
making,
need to even be?
Why are niggers hiking and why are they making fun
how
of
do, I'm what, my,
yeah,
I'm
how
sort
do
of
they
wondering,
know about that?
How do they even know about that?
What do they get out of it though?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I'm guessing a Jew, like, wrote this for them to do and like, told them, here, go do this.
That's just an easy joke to make on TikTok. That's all it fucking is.
It's totally
it's
worth
like,
it.
That's boring and gay.
Are we talking about the thing when you're hiking and you go, hi?
Yeah.
It's like when they're kind of whisper hi.
Yes, that's what they're making fun of.
Niggers are making
and
fun of
that. And then giving
that.
Advice. Watch your step. It's wet down there. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, people are...
Get out of my woods, nigger.
Yeah. Well, people are whispering it because they don't want to disturb the serenity of nature.
Did you know that therightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded? The only reason you're hearing this right now is because you're only getting half the show. There's so much content you're missing, and you'll never hear these ads again if you get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
They also want to be polite. Like, hello. I actually would be the guy like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Nice day, huh?
Frankly, I just don't want niggers commenting on this because niggers don't belong in the forest.
Well, no,
and they know it.
It's none of their business.
Right.
It's like, that's just, a, well, see, look, that why is... are you intruding on one of white people's sacred spaces?
Well, if they're from jungles, I mean, like, you know what I mean?
They don't belong in the forest.
No, these are not jungles.
These aren't jungles. These are.
And they're not from jungles. They're from, like, the savannas, right?
These are deciduous forests of the temperate regions. Of the northeast,
but
the northern climes, you know, like the sorry, not north, north, northern.
Were we going on a subtropic?
This is a white people biome, and they don't belong.
Okay,
yet, frankly, that's
I don't remember my biomes. I haven't played Minecraft in a long time.
Like,
you know,
these biotopes, these biomes that we live in, what do you call it? Not sub, but like the above.
Girls just say they're biomes for attention. It's not true.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Yeah.
It's not
doesn't exist.
It's all fake.
You're not actually biome. I don't believe it.
That's the biome. Yeah.
Trans. Like, no, but it's true. Like, the temperate zone above the tropics with where these type of forests exist, which we're in the middle of one right now. This is a white people biome. This is our biotope, and blacks don't belong in it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
And that's not a biotrope. Sorry, that's nice. Terrible.
Wasn't that the Springfield baseball team?
Biotropes?
Yeah,
the Springfield. Oh, that was the Isotopes.
I know. Well, they moved to Albuquerque, didn't they?
I guess racist stereotypes can be considered to be biotropes.
Yeah, I'd say so. Technically.
It's a biotrope. I like that. I'm gonna put that down in the notes.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
But damn. It actually is. That's why it is annoying. If I saw like a nigger in a loincloth running around in like a snake and insect infested jungle in Africa, I'd be like, okay, that fits.
Yeah, I would be like,
this is on brand.
But if I see them in like a nice northeastern woods or northwestern woods with like trails and you know a little bridge over a stream,
but
and,
nigga, why are you here?
White people are like, what the fuck? It's so green. It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, it's so green. Shut the fuck up. But you know what? I don't want to see. That's so black.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I don't want to see.
Eyes and teeth on the trail.
Most people are so black.
Chasing them.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing.
Dude, speaking of that, we were sitting in the woods last night, and this huge buck. We actually saw a large buck.
You mean actual deer?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
the other type of buck would have been more frightening. It was actually a little frightening, because this was a big male with like a big crown of antlers, and we were yelling, and he was not going away.
If he decided to fuck us up, we would have been fucked.
He would have fucked us up. And that one has been hanging around. This is not the first time. He was actually up on the back porch the other week.
Oh, no shit.
And I had to basically, what Jamie does.
There's a buck on the back porch?
Oh, he got up on the back porch. He's big, too. He had a big old crown of antlers. What Jamie does is he grabs Tony, little Tony, not you.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just starts barking his head off, and then the deer gets out of there.
Oh, okay.
But it's amazing. It's like you shouldn't be afraid of that guy, but it is.
Well, he's just confused. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Yeah, so she'll just pick him up and take him to where he can see the deer. He goes fucking wild.
The solution is for the deer problem.
I'll try to be more available to bark at the deer,
too. Yeah, you could do it, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if she could lift you. She might be able to, though.
Yeah, I've lost a little weight. She might be able to by now. We'll see.
As you, like, talk
for Alex's joke to pop out. And come on,
sorry,
Alex.
Anyway.
Do the joke.
Alex has got a thing. Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just
I'm so mad. I didn't mean to step on it. It's just what I do.
Alex versus three Yankees.
Well, I want to hear it.
Never had a chance.
Now I want to know
the joke. Do I look like a Yankee? I'm dressed like a yeoman. I'm blending in, remember?
You're from up north.
Yeah.
Ohio is Yankee country, my friend.
That is.
You went too far. It's just Duck Dynasty now.
Yeah, I'm saying anywhere I live is Yankee country. I make it Yankee country.
Yeah.
Yeah. I force my neighbors to drive EVs, you know?
Wherever I go,
I add a bike lane everywhere I go, you know? it's a real nightmare.
Wherever I go, I must also Yankee.
Yeah.
I drove like 480 miles this weekend. Well, what would happen if I was in an EV?
Yeah, I'd have to buy a whole new one. Once the battery wears down, that's it.
What am I supposed to plug it into? I'm just supposed to just pull over on the highway and just hang out for 45 minutes.
You carry a generator
in the back of the
gas generator, so it's constantly charging.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. Because
it'll never run out of energy.
I watched a YouTube video where a guy was
perpetual
doing
energy.
That.
Yeah. Right.
Perfect. What could go wrong? I guess we're gonna take a break. Speaking of recharging, I'm gonna like eat food or something. I don't know. Maybe not.
Will we take as long a break as it takes for an electric battery to recharge in a car?
I don't know, because I don't know what the real numbers
are.
We
want to be done before 10 o'clock tonight,
18
right?
minutes from 20 to 80% on an Ionic 6.
What about
6?
The other 20%?
Give me money.
What about the other 20%?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
I need
the
other 20%.
We're not worried about that.
I remember when someone was telling me, like, you prolong the life of your cell phone's battery by never charging it above 80. It's like, but I want it to charge above 80.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I use all of my battery?
As soon as it gets down to 99, I want it to charge right back up to 100.
Yeah.
Like, every time.
I start getting anxious
as
soon as
it's,
yeah.
What if I just leave it plugged in? What if I just drive with a 500 mile extension cord so it's never unplugged?
That's a good idea.
This computer actually
8 foot.
This laptop, when I first got it, would legitimately a battery would last 24 hours. Now it's like an hour, if that. But that always happens. Yeah. So I'm not. It's 5 years.
Now it's going to happen to your car.
That's the good thing with like Mac shit is like it lasts like battery wise, it lasts forever. It sucks though that you have to like become gay to like use them. You know what I mean? You have to like suck off dudes and all that.
What? Is that a new thing?
Yeah,
when you get this computer.
Well, that was before. Yeah, it's policy when you go into the Apple store now. You have to, like, jerk off some nigger.
Or I thought you had to, like, worship some fat black woman.
Does it have to be a nigger that you jerk off?
Of course it does.
Well, on the other hand, if you just use Microsoft products, then you're the one bending over.
Yeah.
You get nothing out of it.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting fucked somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
At least you can play the victim if you're not sucking anybody off.
That's true.
You're not actively participating. You'd be like, well, I have no choice. I'm not going to...
That makes it not gay.
I'm not going to install Gentoo and just be like an incel. Never have sex again.
Yeah. No, maybe that's the best choice.
All right. Let's go. You ready for a little... Oh, my God. I'm back again. Please, you've made it this far into the show and you still haven't
shut this version of it off, deleted the file in anger, and gone over to therightstuff.biz/paywall to create a subscription and get rid of this nonsense, please do so. We'll both be happier for it.
Alexander, people don't want to be teachers anymore. Can you blame them?
Nope. I would love not
to,
a bit.
I cannot wait to hear the cope.
I guess
on
we're going to have to read that when we get there.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, this is
stay
a couple
tuned.
Weeks old, but like, yeah. Like, yeah.
Stay
well
tuned
it.
For the Tony Show.
See, this one isn't
you're
there.
Listening to the Daily Show up. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're going to offend you, isn't it funny? La, 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 la.